This is Dr. Bruce Rosen, dictating an evaluation on Ava, A-V-A, Serura, S-E-R-U-R-E. One, diagnoses, post-traumatic stress reaction. Two, generalized anxiety disorder. Three, panic disorder. Four, body dysmorphic disorder, period. Date diagnosed. Post-traumatic stress diagnosed on visit of March 30th, 2022. With the other three diagnoses being made since her first visit, May 29th, 2020. Period. Duration of time under my care, 2 years. Diagnostic criteria is from DSM-5, period. In late February, a friend of Ava's took a sip of Ava's water and without the awareness that Ava has a peanut allergy and had had three prior anaphylactic shocks, period. On this fourth occasion, only the fact that she had the EpiPen with her and was quick to use it prevented a catastrophe, period. The peanut allergy has existed since she was 2 years of age, period. The dining halls at American University are peanut-free, period. She's been anxious and petrified of having another circumstance, another recurrence like this, period. Numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are answered with the following information, period. Ava has always lived in a controlled environment in her home, period. Since being in college with a number of other students and strangers entering the dormitory and her room, she goes around wiping doorknobs and cleaning all the surfaces in case there are traces of peanuts, period. Ava has had panic attacks due to fear of exposure to peanuts since she was in her preteens, period. She has generalized anxiety disorder and has a lifetime history of being worried about exams, about her appearance, and about being exposed to peanuts, period. Generalized anxiety disorder runs throughout her family. And since she's been under my care, she has been taking medication in order to allow her to tolerate being away at college, period. She entered college on 100 milligrams of Zoloft and now usually takes 50 milligrams as she's acclimated to the environment, period. However, the recent experience with inadvertent peanut exposure has only increased her anxiety and worry and has resulted in my strong recommendation that she has a single room in her residence next year where she has more control over exposure to peanuts, as well as a more quiet environment due to her severe test anxiety. Period. Past background is she always was fixated on her hair and feeling it wasn't straight enough for her to look like other students in school, period. She felt she didn't fit in, period. She constantly had to comb her hair and be rid of any curls, period. There are more symptoms like this, consistent with body dysmorphic disorder, but this is no longer affecting her life functioning at school, period. In the past and currently, she's been treated with propranolol for both stage fright and test anxiety with success, period. She played instruments in high school, but having NYSMA, NYSMA evaluations were horrible for her, period. She had severe test anxiety while taking the SAT and ACT exams and was more successful when she took propranolol for testing and stage fright, period. She will never perform in front of other people, even her family, period. New paragraph. Her ability to succeed going forward is dependent on her ability to control her residence room environment, period. Having a single room will significantly lessen her traumatic and phobic avoidance behaviors, period. It will also decrease the risk of an anaphylactic reaction since she will not have a roommate, period. She will continue to take propranolol for test anxiety, but will do better in a quiet environment, period. She is also on Zoloft, Z-O-L-O-F-T, for generalized anxiety disorder, body dysmorphic disorder, and panic disorder, period.